The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name. This is a big deal. The whole world is watching. They've only got 17 seconds to figure this whole thing out, right?
I was there 17 times in Washington, D.C.
And then you see the pollsters are saying that could have made a 17-point difference.
They said I was down 17 points. And pollsters say that we would have brought an additional 17 points to our already record-setting election. And we had more than 17,000 new factories open up.
Produced for the first time ever anywhere, the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Something happened here.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
During the pandemic, the QAnon movement appears to be gaining a lot of followers. Can you talk about what you think about that and what you have to say to people who are following this movement right now?
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much.
Thank you. have an army as a soldier and as a general, as a retired general. We have an army of digital soldiers. Let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all gonna die soon, and there's no sequel. Talking of all you perverts, shut up, shut up. I don't care, I don't care. Even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate, you know. Obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
OJ killed everybody in that driveway. Just to hell with all this. OJ killed both them people.
People who knew Todd before he was fully brainwashed say that he was a sweet and loving person, and he's turned into something else. For 6 years, I tried to stay in. I was being punished. I was considered an enemy.
Oh, Oprah's a fucking slave trader, guys. You shouldn't trust Oprah. Does his name John of God ring a bell? There is a reason why Oprah is so powerful.
Because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club.
What do we know about Hollywood? We know that you pretty much have to be compromised to be a certain level in Hollywood.
You. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 117, Keck, of Eye of the Storm. I am your host, Absolute 1776, joined by my friend and fellow host, the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Stormy Patriot Joe. How are you doing this evening, my friend?
Dude, outstanding. I love that you weaved in a little OJ in that video there from back in the day. It came back around, didn't it?
It did. It's, you know what? I was sitting here watching that video. I made that video about a year and a half ago, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, I have a feeling as Hollywood continues to crumble that that video is going to age really, really well. And I'm probably going to be playing it quite a few more times. But look, let's be honest. Like, last week, we kind of dumped on OJ a little bit. That video kind of dumped on a little bit. I wanted to take a minute to give the man some proper respect that is due to him upon his passing. Let's have a look. That's why they hate our side, because something happens and within 2 or 3 hours, one of us autistic bastards has went and memed it like that. Yeah, look, full disclosure, I've just been aching to share that on a show since I saw it because it made my ribs hurt the first time I saw it. I was laughing so hard. So I felt like I had to share that pain with all of you. So anyway, welcome to this evening's episode, friends. I am I'm pulling some pretty magical stuff tonight. I'm in two places at once right now, man. Like, I'm here doing the show, but I'm also in Dallas at GART. It's pretty crazy. So yeah, guys, I'm kind of like a Jedi. I don't really know. Yeah, definitely. Oh God, here come the clone freaks. So anyway, tonight's show is going to be a little bit different than your usual Friday format. We're going to go over the first chapter and maybe the second. We'll see what time allows for. We're definitely going to dive into the first chapter of Q for Dummies. We've gotten a lot of rants and a lot of comments about that series I've been putting out on Badlands. So we're going to dive into that first chapter there and kind of talk about it a little bit. And don't for 1 second think we don't have at least a little bit of some kind of news and comms or somebody out there hitting the board, because that stuff always happens. We have a really, really slammer one from Elon Musk. But before we get to that, before we dive into Q for Dummies, I want to first thank you folks for joining us this evening, and thank you folks for all the love and support you give us, man. You guys are helping the show grow so much. It's super humbling, and we want to ask you guys, please go down there and hit that like button for us. It's the biggest metric that Rumble uses to gauge shows and rank shows and gauge the success of shows. So thank you guys for your support of Badlands, of Eye of the Storm, and of course of our advertising partners. And speaking of our advertising partners, we want to take a moment and hear a word from one of those sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Elon and Pepe hit, and then we're going to dive into some Q for Dummies, friends. So hang with us. We'll be right back.
My liver, my pancreas, my bladder.
We constantly talk about our health and different ways we can help. And we get many questions about ivermectin and where to get it. That's why we've partnered with EasyRx. They have a huge selection of meds at badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx. Or you can click in the description box below and use promo code BADLANDS for 10% off of your order of $150 or more. EasyRx not only has a huge selection, but also quality assurance, big savings, and fast shipping. If you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or fenbendazole, then head to badlandsmedia.tv/EasyRx today. Don't forget about fenbendazole, friends. They've tested it on worms and parasites that can live inside of us without obvious signs and can lead to health complications from bowel obstruction to loss of appetite, loss of weight, anemia, lung infection, and liver congestion. Some people have stated that fenbendazole has even helped them with their cancer. Watch this clip of Joe Tippin's fenbendazole story for more.
My liver, my pancreas, my bladder, in my bones, it was everywhere.
Joe Tippin says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippin says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
Truth is stranger than fiction, you know?
Just 3 months later, Tippin says his cancer was gone.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
One more time, friends. That's badlandsmedia.tv/easyrx. Promo code Badlands. Welcome back, friends, and that was EZRX. And we've heard all kinds of crazy success stories about fenbendazole and cancer, all kinds of crazy things. There's a reason the big angry machine tried to stop ivermectin and fenbendazole and hydroxychloroquine and all that stuff, man. So there was a rather interesting, before we get diving into the Q for Dummies stuff, man, there was a super interesting board smack from Elon Musk the other day. So I'm going to pull up this graphic you sent me, and I'm going to let you walk us through it, Joe.
Sure. It was from this morning, and Rev DQ put this together. I just put it all together on this graphic. But so Musk today, it was 4:30 in the morning. So if you're up at 4:03 in the morning anyway, you saw it come through. But the part about it that caught Rev's eye was that it has this dancing Pepe with the black hat there, the top hat dancing Pepe. And it's a smack dab in the far right of Q1114, which was a recent Delta 4/9/2018. So that comes to mind. And then Rev, look forward to April 15th Delta forward from when Musk posted this on the 14th. And frogs to destroy them. So, you know, things getting biblical, things going on. We got Trump on the 15th in court with Stormy Daniels. We had the Pfizer start thing. So great job putting this together, Rev DQ. I really think it was a lander, as I'm kind of feeling a lot of public things coming our way, things turning into public knowledge. And that was one of the cues that hit the Delta a couple of days ago. It said, you know, Pfizer underscore public. So I think that's where it's going. You get Trump in court, and he says he's going to testify. And when he's testifying, he's dropping truth bombs. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Hell of a find by Rev. Thanks for putting it together, brother. This is fantastic, man. This is the kind of stuff you and I are always talking about, where the board just keeps getting hit every single day. And I think there's only one thing left to do for a find of this degree, especially involving Pepe.
Nice.
I mean, you kind of have to, right? So we said today is going to be kind of a Q for Dummies special. So it's exactly.
What did you call me?
I don't know, man. Are you projecting on it? Are you trying to gaslight me right now, man? We're not really into the show yet. You're already gaslighting me, man. This is crazy.
Man, we've been doing this show over a year, and you got to kick it off right here and call me a dummy, man. What's up with that?
I apologize, man. My apologies for everybody out there and for you as well. So we're going to get going with chapter one here tonight, friends, and I'm going to kind of be a looser episode than usual. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do a little bit of banter back and forth as we go over this, and I got a couple videos I'm going to play for you folks. And then at the end of this episode, me and Joe are going to have an announcement about a guest we're going to have on Tuesday's show, April the 23rd. It'll be show number 118. We have a very special guest lined up for that show, so we'll announce that at the end of this episode. But first, I figured let's go ahead and get rolling with this cue for word that triggers Joe to an incredible degree. So as you guys know, I'm going to leave out the greater part of the intro for this, and those who have joined me and Joe from the beginning know that we've been doing this show since November of 2022, Joe?
Yeah,
2022. And those of you who are new to the show, When we first started the show, it was only once a week, and it kind of took us a little bit to get our wheels underneath of us and figure out the proper formats and how we're really going to go about all this. And the show itself is more of like a, you know, especially as it comes to the new, the current comms, it's a pretty high level take, a pretty, it's most definitely a 40,000 foot view take on a lot of things pertaining to the Q operation. And even the Q and review on the show itself can get pretty complex and complicated and in depth, and harder for new people to follow. And so I started writing a series on the Badlands Substack called Q for Dummies, and it's specifically designed to be kind of a super low-level take at the drops. An introductory, kind of put your feet in the water and try to understand the purpose of the drops. And by understanding the foundation of them, you can kind of build into that and get into the more complicated stuff. So that's where we're going to start off with this one. And this chapter will cover drops 1 through 5. And I know that Joe is going to have plenty of things to add as we go on here. Joe, at any point where I'm going, man, if you want me to stop so you can just interject and add things on, please feel free to stop me.
All right, brother.
All right. So as I said, the purpose of Eye of the Storm is to break down the Q operation and to take a high level look at many of the comms and decodes associated with the Q operation. Our friend, Patriots in Progress, has the high-level take on Q articles completely covered with his series on Substack, and he does. He goes through, does his own little Q and review, but his Q and review takes on his Substack are really high-level. They're fantastic. This series will be the direct opposite. A thought that was constantly nagging at me was that, despite doing the show, I felt I could be bringing more to the table to help people understand Q even better. What hole existed within the Q movement that needed filling? What could my knowledge offer that is both needed and wanted? And then it hit me. No one was really doing low-level takes on Q and breaking it down in a way that makes it easy to spread the message and information to Q newcomers, as the learning curve for said operation is steeper than the slopes of the Matterhorn. Now, the first thing I want to make perfectly clear is that the opinions contained within the series will be mine and mine alone. I also want to make it clear that I am not the ultimate source on Q. My opinions come from years of following and researching Q, along with decades of being down the rabbit hole. You should always draw your own conclusions and connect your own dots. My aim here is to show you how to navigate Q on a lower level and eventually get to a place where you needn't rely on anyone else's understanding of Q, but rather your own. I could very well be correct with a lot of my takes. However, I could also very well be wrong. And that's okay. The important thing is the information and knowledge we all stand to gain from diving into Q and the topics Q brought to the surface. So to me, it is of the utmost importance to get people interested in Q, and the best way to do that is to strip away the complexity and make it easier for people to discuss. Sometimes if something is too complex, it can make people apprehensive. One goal for me is to get rid of any reticence or apprehension people may feel toward diving into Q. From that jumping point, my hope is that people begin or continue to dive in on these topics and continue cultivating and sharing knowledge. Truth is power, truth is how we win, and many of the things Q discussed were hard truths that many in society were keenly unaware of. I have a few goals with this series, the first being to help people understand Q in a simple, to digest manner. Another being to help people be able to explain Q to friends and family in a way which is easier to accept and understand. It is not easy to get a newcomer into Q, much less find a way to help them easily digest and understand the information. One of my goals here will be to help bridge that gap while also taking every set of drops I examine and tying them to real-world happenings and how they relate to current news and narratives. Excuse me, my friends. One of the first things I want to address before I begin diving into the drops is perhaps the most infamous misnomer about Q, that being that Q is a psyop intended to keep people at home, keep people inactive. That narrative is nonsense, as you will come to discover as we dive into the drops themselves. Having said that, I will say right now that nowhere in the drops does Q say that the military is coming to save us. It is also never suggested that people should sit home and not take peaceful action. I'll be very blunt about this. Those espousing those sort of opinions, that Q said the military would save us, or that Q told people to stay home, are either A, have never read the drops, B, don't understand the drops, or C, are purposely misrepresenting them with nefarious intentions. As I said, this fact will become clear the further we dive into the series. So how about instead of continuing to ramble on, I go ahead and get into Q drops. Joe, let me I'll minimize this real quick in case there's anything you want to add on before I carry on.
Yep. So, you know, we didn't really roll through about how we'd roll through these things. So what I thought might be good is before you show Q1 is maybe pull up either Q alerts or Q ag and show people how to find them. And then we can even roll from there. But at least maybe screen share and show people where to find the Q so they can. That's the first question I always get is like, where do I get them? You know, and maybe just like 2 minutes on like how to get them in order or do a search, something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Let me pull this up real quick. That's a fantastic idea. And we do get asked a lot where you can find the Q drops and where you can go to see them. And I've pulled up the site that me and Joe use most often to research Q and find drops we're looking for, topics we're looking for within the drops. And that is QAG.news. That's QAGG.news. And this site is really the best, in my opinion. And Joe's the one that really, really got me using it. But you see, you can go here to the homepage, the landing page, and it brings up the drops, starting at the very first one and moving forward in sequential order. You can also mess with the sort on how you want these. So you click the sort button, it'll bring the most recent first instead, or you can click it again, it'll bring up oldest to most recent. If you want to search for a section of drops, say I want to look for 117, oops, let me try typing again, 117 through 120, you'll go into this bottom bar up here and type that in. And when you click enter, it'll pull up strictly those drops right there. And you can go to the help section, which is right here, the little question mark. And it has all kinds of advice for how to use the search functions on QAG and how to pull up different data sets within the drops. You can see right here all the commands you can put into the search bar to find various things within the Q drops. And you can even do it with tweets as well. Let me go right back to the main page again. And you can select tweets here and select Real Donald Trump. Go down to save. And then it's going to bring up all of his tweets as well during his presidency. So you can search his tweets on QAG as well. It is a super, super helpful website. And that's the one I use. You can also use qalerts.app, QALERTS.APP. They're very good as well. Those are the two that I use mostly to pull drops from for the review, for the Q for Dummies. And Joe, I know you use QAG a lot as well. Do you not?
Yeah. What? Go to the QAG for a second. Let me show one more thing on it. So let's put in mine. So search at Stormy Patriot. That should bring it up if you put in the search bar up top. Yeah, take Trump out for a sec. And all right. So up in the search bar, put the at, and then put Stormy Patriot. That will do it. And search that. We got to get the cues in there, though.
Yeah, there we go. All right,
try it again.
All right, well, it's went full retard, apparently. Or I went full retard.
Let's go. Let's see. So I know whistleblower, two words was one of my cues.
There it is.
All right. So what I wanted to show, if you clicked on my link for my Twitter there, you know, that's my dead Twitter account. So go ahead and click it and show people. Like, so that will go to my old original Twitter handle, which is no good. But he built this little gray box next to that blue hyperlink. So click that gray box right after. Yep. And then you're going to have to hit it twice after. But go ahead and show people. Hit that box.
All right, give me a second to share that one now.
And then you're going to hit it again, and it'll open up. Because a lot of the original Twitter accounts that were queued are suspended. So the QAG developer, he took all the archive information, he put it on his own personal server, and he saved it. So we can get to that. On the top there was my original tweet there. So the whistleblower, future proves past, and all that with the Q. So just wanted to show people, because a lot of the links are dead, but this site, if you hit that little gray box, you can pull them back up and use them.
That's super cool, man. I didn't know that. I used to use qalerts.app, and I used qposts.online a lot too, but qposts.online went offline quite a while ago and has not returned. So I don't think they'll be returning to the battlefield. So since then I switched over to qalerts.app for a while, but have ultimately landed on QAG because the wealth of things you can find on there is just absolutely insane. So hopefully that'll help people be able to navigate Q drops a bit easier and get to them and find information within them.
Yep, and he's helpful if you have questions how to use that particular site, you know, at QAG. He's on Twitter, he's on Truth Social, he jumps in and he'll help answer questions. And you know, Absolute and I are here. Just DM us or post us any questions, and we'll help you navigate the site.
Yeah, sure thing, man. Sure thing. So let's go ahead and we'll carry on, and I'll continue with chapter one, and we'll get into drop number one. And what I do in this article is I try to do graphics that, I'll put something in a red box, something else in a red box, I tie them to each other. So I keep color coordinated so it's easier for people to follow along. Drop one was the drop where it said Hillary Clinton will be arrested between 7:45 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, the morning of October 30th, 2017. Q replies to that and says, and the reply here is Q's actual first drop. HRC extradition already in motion, effective yesterday with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30 at 12:01 a.m. Expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. USMs, Marines, will conduct the operations while NG, National Guard, activated. Proof check. Locate a National Guard member and ask if activated for duty 10:30 across most major cities. My ad on here was the account, which would later become known as Q, posted its first message to the internet message board 4chan. And I included a screen cap of what 4chan is. It's a large collection of message boards. I go on to say about this drop. On October 28th, 2017, the account known as Q began posting the message board, posting to the message board known as 4chan in the forum Politically Incorrect or / poll. Basically, this message board is the Wild West of internet forums with very little to no moderation and an anything goes mindset. Truth be told, 4chan's penchant for allowing nearly anything while also being encrypted and anonymous are the very reasons the Q team chose this platform to post to. Along with those reasons, 4chan was also chock full of a group of folks known as Anons. These people have a particular talent for digging and finding any information you may want to find. They also hold a particular dislike for the cabal and Satanists. In hindsight, there was no better place for Q to begin the mission. In this drop, Q says Hillary Clinton will be arrested, following that up with another drop stating that extradition is in motion. There currently exists nothing other than speculation that she was arrested, and Q seems to clear this up in the next drop while at the same time confirming this to be a Future Proves past drop. This is important to note as it is the very first time Q shows us what Future Proves past means, and this is well before Q even mentions that phrase, but let's not get ahead of ourselves as we will cross that bridge when we get to it. The takeaway here is that Q is telling us Hillary is on the radar and that this will more than likely turn out to be a drop in which future actions will prove past drops. Joe, what more would you like to add on to that, my friend?
Let's go to, the second one, and then we'll bring up the boot club maybe after that.
All right, sounds good, dude. So drop number two, this is a very interesting drop, and Q comes around on this one October 28, 2017. He says, Mockingbird, HRC detained, not arrested yet. And I won't go through all of these drops because some of them are pretty long and we only have an hour and a half on the show, but the point of this drop is pointing out HRC detained, not arrested yet. And further down in the drop, he says, whoever controls the office of the presidency controls this great land. They never believed for a moment they, Democrats and Republicans, would lose control. This is not Republican versus Democrat. And so right here, this incident, me and Joe have always talked about this. This incident with her at the van in September of 2016. And so what I said here is this drop is pretty loaded. But as I said, I'm not doing high level reviews here. So I want to focus on a couple of the larger themes in this drop, the first of which being Q immediately clarifying that Clinton had not been arrested, only detained. I always found this interesting because of this little happening. Let's go ahead and see if we can give this a play. All right, so on September 11, 2016, Hillary Clinton seemed to nearly collapse and require assistance to get into a van. I'm not sure what happened here, but I did not buy the official story that she was overheated and needed to sit down. Who knows? Maybe this is the day she was actually detained. Given the date, I don't find it too far-fetched, as detaining Hillary on the anniversary of the deep state's most diabolical attack on America is quite fitting from a Think Mirror perspective. Don't worry, we will get to that one soon, too. The second thing to point out about this drop is the reassurance that none of these deep state players possess more power than President Trump. This drop also brings military intelligence into play and asks why on earth George Soros would be donating so much of his fortune, unless, of course, he wasn't donating anything and his assets are being seized. This is speculation, but later in Q drops, Q seems to point to that very fact. Joe, what would you like to add on here, my friend?
Yeah, so like Absolute played that video of Hillary getting pushed into the van on September 11th, 2016. And then later in the year, she has this quote unquote accident and she's booted up. Now, if that was just a standalone situation, that would be fine. Okay, Hillary fell and she hurt her toe and she's got a medical boot on. But we're going to show this graphic that her, McCain, and like four other people from Congress all had the boot on at the same time. And Q said she was detained. So does that mean she had to go in front of a grand jury and she had like an ankle bracelet on at the time? Like Huma at the time, she didn't wear the medical boot. She wore bell-bottom jeans. And you can see the bracelet through her bell-bottom jeans. But McCain's is the most telling one because McCain's goes from leg to leg. So you knew right there that it wasn't a medical emergency that he had a boot on. And if his is a fake medical emergency and all six of them at the same exact time, and they all were like, you know, had all these, and Kristen Sinema is one of them that had it on, and she immediately went from like the craziest leftist to at least central. And she started voting with Trump on major issues when we needed her to. But yeah, let's pull up the graphic and just go through everybody here in the boot club. It was probably the first or second graphic I ever made in the Q movement because it was right when Q started, and that was like what I put together.
Most definitely, man. What was it you were calling No Name back there in the day? Good old Switch Boot McCain. Good old Switch Boot. And I could do you one better than the graphic, man. I've got the link to episode number 2 where we discuss the Boot Club, and you show that graphic within this clip. So let's just go ahead and watch this clip from episode 2 of Eye of the Storm when me and Joe are discussing the Boot Club that Joe is talking about right now. And check this out for a weird little sync, man. I'm wearing the Space Force t-shirt in this clip. I'm wearing that t-shirt literally right now. I did not plan that. That just kind of happened.
And I'm handsome as ever there, and I'm handsome as ever here. So, you know, pretty much a sink. Pretty much a sink.
Are you off your meds again, man?
Sure.
Here we go, friends. Me and Joe from episode 2 talk about the Boot Club.
Pull up that Wikipedia page. I just wanted to point out one thing if you scroll down on it. So this is Wikipedia, and if you scroll down, right above C also, read that line, right above C also. Yep.
I'll highlight this for you guys. It says, QAnon supporters have used the term, quote, Operation Mockingbird, unquote, when referring to American media that spread what the supporters consider, quote, fake news, unquote. So they even felt compelled to include us in this, guys. Be proud. We've made it. We've absolutely made it. It's astonishing, man, and it's something old conspiracy hats like me have been aware of for a minute, but so many people are aware of it now that we can go back to the Paul Pelosi incident and look at how quickly the online community absolutely decimated that particular narrative.
So in the next line, it says HRC Hillary Rotten Clinton detained, not arrested yet. Okay, so what detained? So just to stop for a second. Absolute, can you be detained and have even be forced to be in front of a grand jury and not have it hit the news?
Yeah, absolutely. Because anybody with a brain knows that when investigations are ongoing and grand juries are involved, you're not going to talk about it. You can't talk about it, period. You can't, we wouldn't know that. If she was detained, it would not have been public knowledge, period.
It's a federal offense, actually, the people that are in that grand jury to talk about what they're front. So is it possible that Hillary Clinton was detained back in 2017 and her and Huma and John Podesta and others were actually out in front of a grand jury? We're going to show you some things that suggest that that's very well exactly what might have happened. So in this news article, Hillary Clinton appears on October 16th, 2017. So that Q post that we just read was October 28th. So 12 days prior to that Q post, here's Hillary Rotten Clinton. She mysteriously has a broken toe and she's all booted up. So, you know, fair enough. Okay, Hillary Clinton hurt her foot. Nope, nothing to see here. No big deal. Huh.
Look at that.
November 6, 2017, Congresswoman Kristen Sinema. She's booted up. And then she tags in her tweet that she feels like every day in the boot feels like 10, and she tags Senator John McCain, rock the boot. I feel your pain. Huh. So Hillary and Kristen Sinema, again, okay, it could be a coincidence. Just, you know, two deep staters just happen to stub their toe at the same time. Why did she tag John McCain? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, look at this.
Look at this. Same time frame. And I love this one because John McCain's boot injury or foot injury has been known to go from leg to leg. And of course, that's following the science. You know, he says he ruptured his Achilles. And when pressed, why is it switching from one leg to another for your medical boot? His explanation was, well, you know, I got to give my injured leg a rest. So I take my medical boot and I put it on my good leg. And that makes perfect science. You know, he's definitely following the science. So
do I have to bring the Carlin back up right here, man? Like, he's so full of shit. My God. I think anybody who's participated in sports, I'm sure we've got people watching, at least one person out there has probably ruptured their Achilles. You're not bearing weight when you've ruptured an Achilles at all. Like, it's such bullshit for these people, man. Wow.
So actually this was, it was probably my second meme I ever put together. And what I did was I made a little collage, if you will, of all these deep staters in the same time frame that were all wearing the medical boot. So let's just kind of read what I wrote here. I wrote, navigating Washington, D.C. can be very treacherous. Look at all these quote unquote medical boots that I've noticed. Hillary Clinton. And then I named him Switch Boot. We don't say his name. You'll see later what that's about. But I'm going to say it here. John McCain, I nicknamed him Switch Boot from his medical boot, switching from leg to leg. We talked about Krista Sinema, Congressman Jackie Rosowski, Congressman Dave Trout, and Congresswoman Jackie Speier. All were styling the medical boot all at the same time. And then in the bottom right, Huma, follow Huma, Hillary's right-hand woman. She didn't go to medical boot route, but if you look at her bell-bottom jeans or whatever they're called, she's got some sort of strange contraption, just happens to be strapped to her ankle. And Anon wrote, is she wearing an ankle monitor? So here's one or two paths, okay? Either you believe that all these known deep staters all had a medical condition that required a medical boot all at the same exact time, and Hillary's assistant also has something very odd going on to her ankle, or what I personally believe, these people were detained, these people were in front of a grand jury, these people are covering up an ankle monitor. That's what I think is more probable.
Makes more sense to me, man. Again, how many coincidences before are mathematically impossible, right? Like, so all those people at the same time frame are booted up.
So I think that's good enough on that, man. Absolutely. I'm sure it was all a coincidence, right, Joe? Like, what is there any more you want to expand on that? Because I think it's clear to me that there was something going on there.
Ever since then, either those players are either out of politics or dead or something else. So yeah, I think it was definitely, you know, we're in full control.
Yeah, absolutely agree, dude. I think that is just one. I think that was one of the first instances where Q was really kind of telling us full control by pointing to those sort of things. And of course, as the boot thing started happening and going around the boards, there was certainly enough discussion, enough things that Q pointed toward that there was absolutely something going on there in relation to those folks being brought under control, man. So let's go ahead and carry on to drop number three, my friends. This was October 29th, 2017. It says, open your eyes. The first part that I've highlighted in this drop is where it says it finally came out that Rod and Bob were key players in the uranium scandal. Rod and Bob equals Rosenstein and Mueller. Next part I highlighted is the green section. Why did POTUS meet Bob under the cover of FBI director interview? Bob is unable to serve as director per the law. I add on to that, 45 met with Bob under false pretense because Bob is not who everyone thinks he is. And then the blue box, not everyone is corrupt, fewer than you think. I add on there exactly as it says, not everyone is corrupt. And me and Joe make that point plenty on this show. In the yellow box is the Operation Mockingbird, priority to clean out the bad actors to unite people behind the America First agenda. Many in our government worship Satan. not about Republicans versus Democrats at this stage. And I add on Operation Mockingbird equals CIA program used to control MSM narratives. Bad actors and traitors must be cleared out. Many in power are Satanists. This battle war is spiritual in nature, not political. And the last point I make on this one, where is HRC? That's, of course, Hillary Rotten Clinton, as Joe said in that video clip. I think he's dead on the money with that, by the way. Why is the National Guard called up across 12 cities? And here I say, keep eyes on Hillary, National Guard, or NG equals National Guard, potential future proves past marker. Go on to expand on this when I say, in this drop, we see Q mention Operation Mockingbird for the first time. It is also mentioned in the next drop and many more times, and for good reason. He also points toward the fact that President Trump met with Robert Mueller under the guise of interviewing him for the FBI director position, which, of course, Mueller could not accept as the law would forbid it, which makes us wonder what exactly they met about. Q makes many references to Mueller not being who we are told he is, and it is my belief that he is not a black hat. Ultimately, time will tell. Joe, what else would you like to add on to this breakdown of drop number three, my friend?
Yeah, so a lot of people aren't aware that Robert Mueller, he had served more than what he could serve. So you're only supposed to get like two terms as FBI director. Would that be like 8 years? But he served like 10. They gave him like an extra extension. So he was over even his term limit. So he couldn't go like a whole nother term. So the fact that he was, quote unquote, interviewing for the FBI role when there was no path towards the FBI role, told you that there was another reason why he was in front of Trump. And I tend to think that, you know, he was given a you know, that he's a Marine and he's called into action and he's being told by the president, you know, you're to follow these type of orders. And then Q mentions throughout the draft, we'll get to him in the future, that, you know, Trump's really not the target here. And it comes up later on, and Rosenstein goes out in front of the press and tells people, yeah, Trump's really not the target here.
Even Comey said it. It was pretty crazy, man. Before I carry on to the next drop, friends, I want to remind you guys that this is a pre-recorded episode. So if you're leaving any live rants, they won't be read tonight. We'll certainly get to them Tuesday night show. But in the meantime, you guys can go on over to badlandsmedia.tv/boost and leave a contribution, not just to our show, but if there's another show you want to leave a contribution towards, or Badlands Media as a whole, you can do a drop-down menu and select whatever you want. So it's a way to be able to support your favorite shows and Badlands content creators without having to rely on the Rumble rant to do it. So once again, that's badlandsmedia.tv/boost. So moving ahead, friends, here we're on a drop number four now. And this was October 29th, 2017 as well. And the first thing that I highlight in this drop is POTUS is 100% insulated. Any discussion suggesting he's even a target is false. And I add on here saying, here, Q is letting us know that President Trump was in no danger of being assassinated or otherwise, quote, taken out, impeachment, what have you. The next part I highlight in the drop is focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency? My add-on is military intel is how all the information Q provided us with was obtained. Military is also vital in fighting back against the three-letter agencies, as military has the scope and power to do so. Military also doesn't have to go through all the bureaucracy that those other agencies have to go through in order to obtain their information. In the blue box, we could see, again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. And this is something me and Joe harp on all the time, man. Like, even in Mueller's case, real quick, you know, you could see, like, he was a lifelong Marine, a highly decorated Marine at that. He was the FBI director during some pretty shady and shitty periods in American history. And I'm not going to sit here and say that there isn't a probability that he saw this stuff going on, went to some folks and say, hey, this is off. And they went right back at him and said, well, hey, if you don't shut your mouth, not only are you in danger, but we're going to take out your entire family. And it's very possible that he was under threat and had to do what he had to do to keep his family safe. And then Trump and Q team comes along, kind of gave him an out, if you were. I think that's very, very possible, man. So again, the blue part here that I add on is not everything is corrupt. As a matter of fact, only a small number of folks are corrupt. The problem is that they possess powerful positions in society and a lot of wealth to wield said power. Then at the bottom, Q, highlight there in yellow, Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird is a CIA program designed to provide talking points and directives to the mainstream media. In drop number four, we again see Q mention Operation Mockingbird. So I urge you folks who may not be aware of what Operation Mockingbird is to watch the video below. We're going to watch this just for a minute, folks, and then we'll get back to the article.
Flood of accusations of sexual misconduct against Harvey Weinstein. Watch any big budget war movie or take in a spy thriller, and you could walk away not knowing just how much your movie experience was shaped by the Pentagon or CIA. However, a trove of official documents obtained under US Freedom of Information laws and published this year detail the dealings between filmmakers and intelligence officials at Langley, Virginia, the CIA headquarters.
Probably the best known are Zero Dark Thirty and Argo, but they've also assisted the television show Homeland.
How do we deal with homegrown violent jihadists?
They've also assisted Alias.
You work for the very enemy you thought you were fighting.
24.
Tell me where the device is!
A CBS series called The Agency.
Then he slit his throat.
They assisted a film called The Sum of All Fear, starring Ben Affleck.
Captain. Jack Ryan, CIA.
Charlie Wilson's War is a really good example where they maintain the idea that, are we really doing the right thing by arming the Mujahideen, the forerunners of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization in Afghanistan in the 1980s? They kind of question that in a kind of jokey way. Like the last caption in the film Charlie Wilson's War is something like, we came, we saw, but then we mucked up the end game or some joke. You know, it's like, no, that's not what you did, actually. And you know it because the original script and the original book that you base this on doesn't say that. You armed terrorists in a really horrific conflict. It's the whole organization behind it at a systematic level. And that turned Charlie Wilson's War into this, you know.
My friends, you can see the rest of that video if you go to the article. And it's just kind of highlighting how Operation Mockingbird infiltrates everything to get CIA and three-letter agency messages out there. Carry on with this real quick, and then Joe's going to jump in on this drop. I say we also see Q mention that POTUS is, quote, insulated. To me, this means that President Trump was protected from harm. Q also points out military generals and military intelligence in this drop. Q makes it very clear that those at the very top supported President Trump, but alas, this is something we will come back to in later articles. Military intelligence is of vital importance, as it possesses the capability to combat the three-letter agencies. The Supreme Court decision that Q refers to is the Posse Comitatus Act, which of course limits the usage of our own military on our own soil. However, there are laws and provisions in place that would allow just such a thing. And lastly, Q also reiterates that the belief that Soros, Clinton, Rothschild, et al. Have more power than President Trump at this point, and it is a complete pipe dream. So, Joe, I know you wanted to add on to this one, my friend. Have at it.
Yep. So the first point I wanted to make about that POTUS is insulated. So I wouldn't use the word was. I would say is. So, you know, what Q is referencing there was we were going to have impeachment one and two. We were going to have all these different things, you know, that he could be, you know, taken out and all these things for different reasons. But Q up front was letting us know a lot of this is a show. You know, we're going to drive impeachments for different reasons. And he's 100% protected. So fast forward to today's news, okay? He's facing, what, 717 years in jail or something like that, or 917? I know it ends in a 17 years in jail, okay? He's 100% insulated and protected. How are these trials going? You know, how does it look so far for Fannie Willis and all these guys? It's a total clown show, but that's what it was set up to be. And when you understand that, you know, you just kind of take a deep breath, relax, and you know there's a bigger purpose. How does POTUS seem? POTUS was just recently like, yeah, I can't wait for some of this stuff. You know, I don't have anything to hide. I'm not worried about anything. All right. So he's telling you, and he likes to say things are rigged. And he gives a little wink and a nod when he says things are rigged, because they are. But we're doing the rigging. White hats are in control. And just like you wrote there, he's 100% insulated. So just enjoy the show. When you have that Patriots are in full control lens on, you kind of see things totally different than people that are like always just worried about everything. But the other quick point I want to make was when we were going through about Mueller. So Mueller, Rosenstein, Barr, Comey, and I think Rudy Giuliani all worked together in the past and did a sting operation to take down the mob together. So it really seemed like they put that band back together. And some people think even Donald Trump was an informant to help take down the mob, that they put the band back together and did these types of operations. And that's what we'll get down the road here a little further.
Yeah, I believe that too, man. He became a real estate magnate in New York City. That doesn't happen unless you either A, work with the mafia, or you do something to bring them down so they're out of your way. And we pointed out on the show before. Yeah, right. I pointed out on the show before he had plenty of mafia friends that, well, they're either in prison now or they're dead. So, you know, kind of crazy how that works out. Before we get on to the fifth drop, which will be the last drop of this chapter, and it's a pretty packed one, so it's going to take a minute to get through. I want to take a minute and hit our last couple sponsors of the evening. And I want to thank you, friends, again, so much for joining us tonight, and ask you guys to please go down there and smash that like button. And remind you guys that this is a pre-recorded episode, so any live rants you leave for us will be read on the following episode, Tuesday evening, the April 23rd, episode number 118. We'll read the rants on that episode. And of course, you guys can always go to badlandsmedia.tv/boost to leave us contributions as well, and we will get to those on the next show. So we're going to hear a word from a couple sponsors, friend. When we come back, we're going to read this final drop, and then we're going to tell you who our special, awesome, super secret mystery guest for Tuesday the 23rd is. So hang with us, friends. We'll be right back. Are you concerned about the $6 trillion at stake in the upcoming 2024 election? The Wall Street Journal has reported a critical issue, the looming decision on extending tax cuts scheduled to expire after 2025. Republicans advocate for extending Trump's tax cuts, while the Democrats lean towards letting them expire and increasing taxes on top earners and corporations, potentially creating a massive $6 trillion gap. But fear not, there is a way to protect yourself from this impending threat. Join the thousands of hardworking Americans who are taking proactive steps to safeguard their savings today. Visit BadlandsGold.com to claim your free 2024 gold and silver kit and fortify everything you've worked for. You may even qualify for up to 10% back in bonus silver, but hurry, supplies are limited. Don't leave your financial future to chance. Act now to diversify and shield your savings against the uncertainties ahead. Get your free 2024 gold and silver kit today at BadlandsGold.com and take control of your financial destiny. One more time, friends, that's BadlandsGold.com. Celebrate love and family with a unique and personalized gift from Beamish. Whether it's for a wedding, anniversary, birthday, housewarming, or just because you're sure to please with a custom piece of metal art from Beamish Metalworks. Beamish crafts personalized, timeless masterpieces that will last a lifetime and is the perfect way to add a touch of elegance and personalization to any home. Honor your family's heritage with Beamish monograms. Showcase a family name anywhere, inside or outside the home, to add a touch of elegance and showcase your personal style. Choose from a variety of colors, sizes, and prices that's perfect for your space. With Beamish Metalworks, the possibilities are truly endless. Badlanders, don't miss out on owning your very own Badlands Media sign and new Badlands license plate from Beamish Metalworks. Visit Beamish Metalworks today at badlandsmedia.tv/metalart and use the promo code Badlands for free shipping. That's badlandsmedia.tv/metalart, promo code Badlands. Welcome back, my friends, and I want to thank you guys one more time for joining us and ask you to please go down there and hit that like button for us. Going to go ahead and pull this fifth drop up and get to it right now, my friends. This is going to be, like I said, the last drop of this chapter. So drop number 5 was on October 29th, 2017. And the first thing I highlighted in this drop was follow the money. It's the key. Over to the right in the red box, self-explanatory, but exceptionally vital. If you follow the money, then you follow the corruption. Example, Obama's $400 million to Iran. In the green box, what if John M. never had surgery and that was a cover for a future out if needed against prosecution? I add on, basically, Q is telling us McCain was never sick. He was using it as a defense against potential prosecution. Don't worry, we swing back around to McCain soon enough. Oh boy, do we. In the blue box, why did Soros transfer his bulk public funds to a nonprofit? Note, this doesn't include massive slush funds that are pooled by several high ups. In the blue box, I add on, why would Soros transfer most of his wealth to nonprofit organizations? Could it be to try and hide it, or perhaps it was seized? In the yellow box in the Q drop, the next point I highlight is Q saying, can you rely on being able to board a plane and fly away? Why is MS-13 a priority? Nobody got this. Could people pay such gangs to kill opponents, and why how to insulate against exposure? I add on, MS-13 is dangerous and more important to these corrupt players than anyone realizes. The implication here being that these players use MS-13 to carry out hits against their opponents. Think Seth Rich. In the orange box, also, many are thinking from one point of view, U.S. only. This evil is embedded globally. U.S. is the first domino. And I add on there saying, this is not an operation centered solely on the United States. This is a worldwide cleanup. Joe, before I carry on further in your article, what would you like to add on there just from glancing at the drop right there?
just that we have this Iran news all of a sudden. So kind of like I'm saying, where these cues seem to be in it. And I did one this past week showing the cue proof I did back on April 2nd, hit again on April 13th. So that's kind of a proof, if you will, that a lot of these things are swinging back around. So I'm not surprised that they're talking about Iran here in these drops.
No, not at all, man. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. I really do think we're certainly into or very like on the doorstep of the Israel for last phase that was mentioned in the Q drops. Actually, let me minimize this real quick because you had a fantastic take I wanted to discuss real quick. And you know, we're always talking about we're watching a movie, it's a show, so forth and so on. And you were talking about your theory that Q gave us the ending first, you know, in the drops. And it's so poignant because most movies, of course, are shot back to front. The ending is shot first and then the movie's shot backwards. So I align with that. I feel like Q did give us the ending first, and it's taken a while to get there, but we're starting to see all of those things from the early drops play out right down to Trump talking with MBS and all of this. You know, it's a whole lot of stuff is coming back around, man. It's really, really interesting. Anything else you want to add on there, Joe?
Yeah, like we haven't had, you know, all these cities under National Guard. We haven't had like things like remain calm, people panic during these types of situations. So, you know, what's going to cause us to have National Guard in most of the major cities? We're not sure yet. You know, will there be another, you know, COVID-2 bird flu, or will there be another earthquakes? Will there be this rush from the border into other cities, or a summer of love kicks off and there's things like that going on? We're not sure, but we haven't hit that point yet. So that makes me think we're headed towards that point.
Personally, I'm pulling for total world domination by the super horny AIDS fungus riddled cicadas that will be emerging sometime. That's what I'm rooting for, man. Or maybe we can combine those with the murder hornets. Oh, yeah. Man, that would be good.
We haven't had them yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said it plenty of times. I'm not, you know, this ain't gonna be the last time I say it. I'm a little bit sad that murder hornets disappeared the way that they did. So scrolling down, friends. Oh my, there are some juicy tidbits in this one. First off, Q says to follow the money, which is self-explanatory. However, it is also amazingly important, as simple as it may sound. Once you begin connecting dots and digging deeper and deeper, you can really begin to deconstruct the spider web these clowns have weaved. Then there's John McCain, or No Name, as he will soon become known in the drops. There is so much more to talk about with McCain, but for now we will leave it be, as what is to come concerning McCain eventually becomes one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Q-proof within all of the drops. Another interesting point to make is that at this point in time, George Soros was offloading boatloads of money to his various nonprofits. Why? Was it seized? Was he moving it around to keep it from being seized? Either way, it was a very random and odd move by Mr. Ballsack Eyes. See, I can't even get away from calling him Ballsack Eyes in my articles, dude. It's just like second nature ingrained in me to call that dude Ballsack Eyes.
Yep.
Moving along to MS-13 here, Q is telling us that MS-13 is indeed what amounts to a hit squad for the deep state. And last but not least, Q tells us that we are not alone in this fight, as this is a worldwide movement with patriots everywhere fighting against a deeply entrenched enemy that has held their position for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Before I wrap this up, I'm going to take a moment to tie these drops to narratives and situations we see now. As we sit now, we are seeing things break at an incredible pace. We have investigations going on everywhere. We have President Trump going to trial. Soon, a trial many of us expect will produce verifiable and tangible evidence that the 2020 election was stolen. And this ties into nods that military intelligence Q gave us in just these first five drops. I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but follow the money. What are we seeing now? Evidence is coming forth left and right about payments the Biden family and Biden himself have received from foreign entities. Not just that, but the clear and obvious money laundering with Ukraine. Following the money is what has brought so much of this information to light. And now for the last but not least point I will speak on, or rather return to, Operation Mockingbird. This one is big, as this is a mechanism they have used for a very long time to slowly brainwash and control society. They use the mainstream media, movies, television, and just about every other avenue of entertainment to inundate us with agenda after agenda after agenda. You will hear or read about 4AM talking points a lot as this series unfolds. This refers to messages ostensibly sent to by those who control the popular narrative. This is done in a multitude of ways, the most popular being to use various messaging services or even faxes to news stations. The talking points are sent out at around 4AM for what the news will be for that day. In Hollywood, they do this by making sure to saturate our entertainment with whatever agenda they want to push. The LGBTQ nonsense is a fine example of this. Nowadays, you can't watch anything without having this trans garbage thrown in your face. Now, I know this all seems a bit daunting and even scary. That's fine and to be expected. I know you may be asking, well, if Patriots are in control, then why is Operation Mockingbird still a thing? Or why did they indict Trump? Or how can we be winning when everything is so sideways? First off, not only are these fair questions, but they are to be encouraged. I won't answer them now as I'm trying to do these in order and unveil information as we get to it. However, I assure you, as we move on, you will understand more and more what is really going on. And by doing so, you will begin to realize the game theory being played and how we are, in fact, in control. I hope you guys and gals have enjoyed this article. As we move forward, I'll be looking to cover 7 or 10 of these drops in each article, and I hope to be releasing these on a bi-weekly basis to start. And then, of course, to end it, I give my gratitude and thanks to everybody that is involved in the movement, so forth and so on. And so that wraps up that drop. Joe, there's just so much. The first 5 drops just even kind of lay out, and they lay out a lot of where this is going, but the first 5 drops, even in and of themselves, stand to support your notion that the first 100 to 150 drops are the most important drops of the entire operation. We had over 4,800 drops. So when you're talking such a small scale, 100 to 150, but it really is true, because you can look at those first 5 drops. And I wrote that article back in December, and look at how much more relevant even that article with the first 5 drops is right now than it was back in December. I don't think, at least for me, man, there's no way you can deny that this is a really well-laid military operation. You're watching play out in front of your eyes. Is it just normal for an enemy to usually say, I'm gonna bomb you in exactly 8 hours? Like, get out of here, man. Joe, I know you'd like some more you'd like to add on right there. Have at it, my friend.
I'm with you that these were like the foundations. How do you build a house and things of that nature? You build it with a strong foundation. And really, like I'm saying, you know, if Trump would say at his rallies sometimes, you know, hey, things are gonna boomerang back around. And I kind of always thought he was winking a nod to, you know, boomerang back around towards these ends of these the beginning of the Q drops. And I personally believe that's what's going on exactly. So hold on to your seats. If you do, Ab showed you some things about how to search for deltas. If you search for like November 2nd through November 5th, and Trump keeps saying November 5th is the greatest day in American history, you know, there's a lot of crazy drops that go on in that period. So we're heading towards them.
Most definitely we are, man. It's going to get super interesting as all this moves forward. So as we start to head toward the end of this episode, man, we're going to get to a pretty cool announcement here in a minute. But before that, you know, I figured I was going to pepper a couple of my videos throughout this episode, and I started the show off with the Eminence Front one. That's one of my most popular ones. The next one I'm going to show here, another one of my more popular ones. It's super fitting with everything we're seeing right now, not just in Russia and Ukraine, but now Iran and Israel, and the war drums are beating. And I start this video off, like the very first thing you see in this video is Donald Trump reminding us all, hey, don't forget, there's warmongers there, and all they want is their war because it makes their money. So this is a video I did to Pink Floyd, Dogs of War, and it's kind of, well, you know what? It's throwing all these warmongers under the bus, not just political warmongers, but the bankers and everybody involved in the racket of war. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. Pink Floyd, Dogs of War.
And don't kid yourself, you do have a military-industrial complex. They do like war.
Fellow citizens, at this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
A vital element in keeping the peace is our military establishment. Our arms must be mighty, ready for instant action, so that no potential aggressor may be tempted to risk his own destruction. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Welcome back, friends. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. And that's going to kind of bring us toward the end and start wrapping up this episode, my friends. So, Joe, you and I said we had a guest we were going to announce for April 23rd. Somebody I've known for a minute, been making videos for a minute. And that would be the one and only Captain Seth Keschel is going to be a guest here on Eye of the Storm Tuesday night, April 23rd. We could not be more excited for that. It's going to be a fun episode.
So I'll be the point guard and you guys will be the two power forwards, I guess, then.
Yeah, you know what? Well, the thing is, like, he's more like a center. I mean, it takes an individual to make me look small, and Seth makes me look small. Like, I come up to the dude's chest. I'm 6'3". Like, it's ridiculous. He's, you know, like 6'7". He says he's 6'7". I'm like, more like 6'8", dude. I don't know. I don't know many folks. Yeah, I don't know many folks have to duck to go through doorways, man. Like, he is most certainly the dean of data, and he is a stalwart in the election integrity movement. And I can't think of anybody who's worked harder than this guy. I mean, county to county, day after day for years now, this guy is exposing election fraud and literally putting boots on the ground to fix election fraud. He's literally embodying local action equals a national impact, man. I hold so much respect for that guy. He's kind of become like an extended family member to me, man. It's been cool working for him, but me and him have actually developed a friendship, which of course means way more than just working together and stuff like that. So looking forward to having Seth on the show. And I've actually got a video that I put together for Seth over the winter, a video kind of highlighting, how not just how his family got here and how, it would have made fantastic segment for America First, actually, but we had already featured him on America First by the time I made this video, but kind of highlights Seth's story and what he's done to fight for this country and what he does to fight against globalism. So we're going to end the show with that video. But before we get to that video, Joe, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, man, for some closing words on this evening's episode number 117. Keck.
Well, I hope you're enjoying yourself, and at GART, we'll catch up. And for everybody, thanks for tuning in. Smash that like button, and God wins. Talk to you soon.
Most definitely, man. I know one thing I'm really looking forward to as a person saying GART, obviously GART. I'm looking forward to seeing all of our followers again and being in another GART. But I believe Sunday after GART wraps, me and Barbara are going to go to Dealey Plaza, where Kennedy was obviously assassinated. So you can expect at some point in the show in the future, me and Joe may do an Eye of the Storm, Q-centric JFK kind of special, where we'll show some pictures and stuff from that and some JFK related stuff. I think that'd be a really cool idea for a special one night, considering how tied to JFK the Q drops are and how much reverence and respect Trump and the Q team themselves always show for JFK. So really looking forward to that, man. That's going to be kind of like a crazy surreal moment for me, because that's the topic that got me into all this stuff. So
I'm doing the launch of our documentary on April 22nd in the Venice, Florida area. So, I'll talk more about that as we go. But if you're in the area, Florida area, on the 22nd, give us a shout.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my co-host from Sports Talk, JB, I'm pretty sure he's going to be at the documentary launch as well. So you guys make sure you keep an eye out for Joe and JB, two of my favorite folks on this planet. Well,
Zach, Joe, Ken, Joe, John, me. What else do you need?
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, no, what else do you need? Except maybe you wearing a mask. I digress. I'm kidding. Anyway, guys, you guys have an awesome weekend. Have an awesome rest of your evening. Thank you guys so very, very much for joining me and Joe. Guys, please remember to go down there and smash that like button. Remember that God wins. Remember to keep your hope and your faith. Don't let them take that from you. Keep moving forward one step at a time. We will see you guys Tuesday night for episode number 118 with special guest Captain Seth Keschel. You guys have a great weekend. Take care, friends. Bye-bye.
I'm here to show you, if you still need further convincing, that there are issues with the 2020 election. If you want to understand at a high level what happened in this year's election, pay attention, take note. You may have seen President Trump last week put out a statement discussing my findings, in which I determined that there are a minimum of 8 million excess Biden votes nationally. So a bellwether is a leading indicator of a final election outcome. There are 19 counties since 1980 that have been perfect in aligning with the winner of our presidential elections. In 2016, President Trump carried all 19 of these counties. President Trump carried 18 of the 19 in 2020. So President Trump, once again, carries the bellwether counties of 2020 and somehow has not won this election. A low number in the primary suggests that the base is not fully behind you. Does anybody know what kind of numbers Donald Trump put up in the 2020 primaries? 94%. We've never had, since primaries began, we've never had a defeated president with a number higher than 72.8%. So since 1892, no incumbent president has gained votes and not been reelected. Richard Nixon had the highest modern Republican share of the non-white vote. But Donald Trump, even if we can piece together what we can out of exit polls, which clearly, due to the issues with the election, are probably very inconclusive, we have at least 26% of the non-white vote going to Trump. At 4 p.m. on the afternoon of November the 3rd, the Attorney General for Minnesota, Keith Ellison, put out a tweet begging people to go vote because we don't have the votes right now that we need. Only 3 hours before the state closed and went to Biden. This is the only piece of non-statistical information I'm going to give you. But what is going on with the media and the politicians regarding this election? Okay, Donald Trump carried Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by 78,000 votes total in 2016. Joe Biden carried Pennsylvania this year by 80,000, and he's in Pennsylvania urging people not to audit the state. So Colorado, 14-point Biden state, and the Secretary of State has banned all election-related audits. Michigan, the Attorney General wants to use the police to intimidate people who question the integrity of Michigan's election. And in Pennsylvania, of course, once all the votes are counted, Trump will lose the state, Josh Shapiro. We have the president going to Pennsylvania to make sure that there's no audits. I'm equipping you with information. Okay, this is not conspiracy talk. This is historical fact. And then remember, it's up to you guys locally to make the difference. And this is what we have to do. So we are here not for parties and not for candidates, but this sacred process that we have is something that I just showed you has some serious holes in it and some serious issues. And we need to confirm for the people of this country that we have legitimate election systems, or we need to fix the things that went wrong. Okay, so I thank you all for your attention, and I thank you most importantly for your action.
Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. You and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
The fight for liberty and freedom never ends. Passivity and complacency are the enemies of liberty. We do not take our foot off the gas pedal. We do not stop standing up for the things that we believe in, because passivity and complacency is what got us here. You have to stick to the course. If you're tired, remember your attitude is your altitude. There's a lot of people that walk alongside of you that need positive direction, reinforcement, and encouragement, not constant negativity.
Voter history and voter registration data by one of the most respected people in that industry, somebody so respected, military person, Captain Seth Cashel.
The political elite of this country will not push election reform at all unless it benefits the House, the establishment. That's one of the great findings of the Great Awakening, is that, well, the parties are a construct designed to divide the population and keep us pitted into these little boxes of non-analytical thought. Okay, now who here can sit for 20 minutes with somebody you don't agree with and explain to them exactly why ranked choice voting is bad? We can't just be against stuff without telling people why we're against it, because then we're just the people that are against stuff. Instead of providing more transparency into elections, which is what we need, is what we're after, ranked choice voting makes it even muddier and more difficult to get to the bottom, and also provides a lifeline for certain candidates to hang on, thanks to the political polarization in the country.
The acronym that I want you to remember is LIVES, L-I-V-E-S. These five things are going to give all of you something to do, everybody, regardless of any limitations you put upon yourself, regardless of time constraints that you try to buy into, regardless of what skills you think you have or don't have. The first thing that we have to do is lead. We have a serious shortage of leaders on the election integrity front. Point number two is to investigate. We've been investigating the 2020 election since it ended. But investigating is an important thing. There are 3,143 counties and independent cities in the United States. We have to get to the bottom of everything that is being done locally. Point number three, what can you do for 2024 is volunteer. You're going to fight now or we're not going to have a country. Point number four is to engage. You need direct engagement in this problem. Remember, local action makes a national impact. Final point of these five for lives is to show up. How many times did Moses go see Pharaoh? Did he go one time and say he's not going to let our people go? Or did he go over and over and over again? Hold these politicians accountable for the things that you believe in. Get your word out there. Know what you believe and stand for.
Because every man dies and not everyone truly lives. So you have to stand for something that you believe in. And you have to take this step towards action, or we will be sentenced into the darkness that Ronald Reagan spoke about. And my dad told me that 10% of the people lead the way and 90% are along for the ride. So it's a good time when you leave here to figure out if you want to be in the 10% or in the 90%. If you want to live a meaningful life that promotes freedom and liberty and advances the actual tenets of individual freedom given to us by God, that you figure out where you fit in and get plugged in.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. In Jesus' name, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20, the whole armor of God. Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free? Become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.